All right, me and Mark are back together.
Hi there.
And thank you for joining us again as we talk through the life-changing power of hearing and responding to the voice of God. Listening to God, it doesn't only change what we're hearing, but listening to God, it changes how we live, how we respond to what we hear. Today we're going to talk about the difference between hearing about something and experiencing that thing for yourself.
Sounds good. Yeah. It's a big difference, isn't it?
I think so. Because it's one thing to tell somebody that God would give them peace, or to tell somebody that God is near, but I think it's something entirely different to experience that peace, or to experience that nearness for yourself.
Yes. Yeah, I agree totally. It takes more than just hearing. It's a response, isn't it? A response to what you've heard, and an attitude of commitment, I would say.
It is like this experiential knowledge. And so, like, the best way I've heard talked about is touching a hot stove. You can hear about how bad it would be to touch a hot stove, but nothing is quite as impactful as experiencing it for yourself. Accidentally touching the hot stove and realizing, like, that's why I've heard that, my entire life.
So you're testing the wisdom of touching the stove. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
and
what
maybe
you.
even accidentally
Yeah, okay.
testing it,
Yeah.
like, because every time I've touched a stove, it wasn't on purpose,
Yeah.
but you experience it, and then you have this experiential knowledge rather than just intellectual knowledge it's, I mean, you can talk about it in different ways too, like a song, or a recipe. Like, you can read a recipe and kind of know intellectually what's in that pastry, but until you make it and taste it and experience it for yourself, it's not fully real.
Yes. Yeah. And God is really, he provides the word, but he's looking for a receptive heart, a good heart from us. So, Jesus says in Luke 8 that the people who receive the word are those with a good and noble heart who will apply themselves to it. They want to keep searching, and see what this is. And to grow if they can, to find something that's really worthwhile. They commit, they do commit to looking and really striving to find, seeking.
It is like a desire for the experience, a desire for the face of God, a desire to gaze upon his glory.
Yes. Through all the noise that's in on this earth, you find a million different people chattering about so many different things. And we've got a source, which is the gospel and the word of God, that is inspired by the creator himself. And so we have a source to hone in and look at and delve into. And to let him teach us. It doesn't just automatically, bam, it's in you. You have to seek it. Seek and you will find.
It becomes more than just hearing, but it becomes, because hearing is more passive, I think, than really it is active. But the way you're talking about hearing and responding and pursuing and seeking, like, it has to become something active, something we live. And as we live it, as we experience life accompanied with God, I think we get a sense of how deeply true and how profoundly good he really is.
Yes. So you receive his word and you respond to it. You apply it. You receive his word again and you continue to question, you seek, and you apply, and you internalize it, and start applying it to real life, and that's what God is seeking us to do, is to apply it to life activities and results. Don't want to go too far yet, but yeah.
He is, these experiences that he wants us to find him in, his nearness, the peace he wants to give us, like these things we can experience, we can live. I think it is meant to give us proof, evidence that he is near. Yeah. He wants to give us good things.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about a few different of these proofs. We're going to talk about light. We're going to talk about peace, and we're going to talk about confidence. That experiencing God, experience with God, it gives light, it gives peace, and it gives confidence. So Psalm 34:8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Taste and see. And that is experience right there. You know, I think that's a good way to to talk about our experiences, what we sense with. It's an invitation not just to know God intellectually, but to experience him, to sense him personally.
Yes. Yeah, taste and know that he is good. It is a receptive frame of mind in which we test the word, we test it, we internalize it, and we find that it is good.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. I mean, if we start to taste some of those things he wants to give us, like comfort and gentleness and calmness of our mind. But usually that comes kind of, comfort usually comes in time of grief and, him speaking gently to us usually comes when we're most prone to doubt. It's usually in times of worry that he wants to steady our mind.
So give us peace.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He gives us peace.
Yeah. He brings us clarity, and peace, but it's something that we have to experience. We have to step out. We have to follow by listening and responding so that he can kind of illuminate his presence in our life.
Yes. It sounds like you're also talking about trusting him, giving him trust. Our trust. And so we're kind of walking out on a limb when we say, I'm going to trust God in this. But I've been shown that God is there and that he will support me and give me strength and help, especially in times of great need.
Hmm.
So I'm just going to say, God, I will follow you.
You know, it's interesting that trust usually doesn't come by doing something for somebody else. But usually trust is gained by allowing somebody to do something for you, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Usually trust is developed by letting somebody do something for you. And so just thinking about that with God.
Uh-huh. And that's almost the entire, that sort of embodies the entire ideas we're trying to present here is getting out of your own way and letting God show his power and strength.
Yes. And I think that is the best way to develop trust between another, to let them do something for you. And that develops that trust when they prove faithful, when they prove true, mm-hmm. when they prove reliable. Like it's a gift that we receive by letting him work, by experiencing his, mm-hmm. his trustfulness, his faithfulness.
Yes. In all areas, we will learn to trust him in the most difficult of times, and he will be faithful.
And that's when you know, not just know intellectually, not just know because David said it, but that's when you know because you've experienced it. You've lived through it. You have something you can point to as evidence, as proof.
Yeah. And that becomes your life, because it's been proven that he is so good and a provider of all good things. And so we no longer trust in the things. We no longer trust in other people as much as we trust in God, because he is going to give everything good.
Yeah. And that's when, like, you know, Philippians 4 talks about this peace of God that surpasses understanding. Like this peace is not something you can intellectually wrap your mind around. It's something that you have to live. Because it's not logical, you know, it's not logical. But when you've experienced God calming your heart in the storm or in the chaos, you know that that is real.
Yes. And you know, we've talked about in the past several times the curse of that mankind has been put under because of the rebellion against God. They didn't trust in God. They wanted to trust in themselves. Mm-hmm. And that was a terrible mistake. And it leads to death, the worst part, I guess. But it can also lead to disease. It can lead to
disasters,
hunger, mm-hmm. poverty. And we talked about what has happened to mankind, womankind, because of this rebellion and self-sufficiency, self-power that we wanted. We wanted God's power instead of letting him exist in our lives, our own creator exists in our lives with us. But the thing about peace is, I'm going the roundabout way to get back to peace here. The thing about peace is we no longer have the undercurrent of death, hardship, suffering, all the burdens of physical life anymore. We are relieved of those things because we know, since we have God in our life, since he is so good and providing and giving, and that his goodness is eternal. His goodness was always, he's always been good, and he always will be good, the Bible tells us. So there is a great peace when we experience the proof that God is there. I am okay because God is with me. I am more than okay. I don't have to worry about the things. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen to me as I get older and older. It's okay. He's there.
Yeah. And that is, I think, developing something within us.
Mm. Yes.
That, like, this trust that we relinquish to him, that we surrender over and over. Like it's training us. It's developing us, giving us a habit. It's not something that is like momentary or fleeting. Like it becomes a habit.
Yeah. An empowering habit.
Mm.
Yeah, we our lives change.
Yeah. Because you know, like, peace usually doesn't come from, you don't usually don't get the feeling of peace when things are going right, because you're not even looking for it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even, right. You know, attuned to see peace, because you know you're already at peace. it usually shows up when things are falling apart.
Yeah.
But you're able to still trust. Mm-hmm. And that's what grows from experience. You know, you're anxious, you're crying out for help, and God shows up. Mm-hmm. He proves himself again. You know, and it's maybe not with an instant fix, but it's always with deep assurance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And so we learn to discipline ourselves to seek that. Because if we don't have some discipline with that, we will stray and think about all kinds of other things and be far away from God again. It'll be all about us. But when we know that we'll be tested and tried and we're going to need God, we push ourselves to stay focused and on the right trajectory.
I like it. Because it's talking about like the way you're talking about it, it makes me think of like this confidence that does grow. That every time we lean on God, every time we, you know, allow God to do something for us so that this trust, so that this peace deepens, we're experiencing his steady presence. Mm,
yes.
Great. And great. That is, I think, you know, the soil where confidence grows.
Yes.
Confidence can grow out of that soil, out of that heart.
Yeah.
And you know, confidence is not at all about arrogance. It's not even about certainty, you know? But it's about being confident in who God is.
Yes.
In God's character.
Yeah. Staying faithful, confidently faithful through the ups and downs. It teaches us endurance. It gives strength. It gives us proof that he's there with us. And so we'll continue on in that proof. And even if we're uncertain, we're not always totally certain. You just mentioned that with confidence. You can't be totally certain about every second. But we will step out in faith into the void sometimes, knowing that we're not alone.
Mm. Yeah. And it is this repetition, like, you know, he's brought you through before and you trust that he'll do it again. You've heard him speak into your heart, bring peace into your heart, and you know he's near and he'll do it again.
Yeah. And so then you're able to exude the light that you have received.
Yes.
And that's really probably the most purposeful and joyous thing that you could do in your life. When you get to the point where you're full of the light and you're giving it and you're sharing and actually you're serving because of it.
Yes. Yes. And you're able to walk forward with like when you have that light, when you're going to God for light and clarity and illumination and he gives it, and you go back again and he gives it and you go back again, like you are able to then walk with less fear, because you have some illumination about like how all of this works, and where you're going and what's the promised destination if you stay on the path.
Yeah. And you're actually pleasing the one who has given you forgiveness and help and support and redemption, who has saved you from yourself and has lifted you out of sin and death and burdens. And since you're pleasing him, it's just beautiful.
Mm. It is. It is beautiful. So, you know, this confidence, it doesn't come from, like you said, certainty. It doesn't come from like having answers, but it comes from having like relationship. It's not right answers. It's a right relationship, one that's been proven over and over through experience. So like back to Psalm 34, taste and see that the Lord is good. He continues, blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. You know, taste, see, taste his goodness, see his beauty. it's an invitation to prove, to experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's this assurance, like blessing, you know, flourishing for the person who finds their refuge in him, who experiences his faithfulness and his trustworthiness and his loving kindness over and over again. And it reminds me so much of David and Goliath. Like, you know, David wasn't confident in his fighting ability. He was confident that God had saved him over and over and over again. He knew that God had helped him when he was with the lion, and God had helped him when he was with the bear. And like, yeah. God will be with me in this battle. He's always been with me. Yeah. And that's what this confidence is about. That's the soil that it grows out of, when promises are proven.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, beyond that, when you get to this point, you'll be led to actually giving, sacrificing, even suffering, because it's not easy to share the light in a fallen world, but we do it willingly. Jesus did it. And he gave us all, his very life. And we know what we have eternally. And so we want to give our lives as well.
Mm. Yeah. There's a lot of peace and confidence and light in that. Like, just, you know, not really knowing what's going to happen, like day to day, tomorrow, or the next time, you know, we try to share the light or communicate the peace. Or instill the confidence, like all these things God wants some other people to have, and wants everyone to have. We don't really know how that's going to, what's going to happen, but we do know who's holding us, who's holding our head up during those times. And that's what's important, is knowing who is lifting our head, regardless of what happens.
Yes, yes. And that is the faith. That's stepping out into the void. But we have... we have the assurance, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what helps you walk through all these experiences of life with God, whether it's heartbreak or provision, you know, moments of growth or moments that feel like spiritual decay. Like we have to depend on God. We have to, we have to trust him. We have to ask for the experience, for the next experience with him.
Life will not be without difficulties, even if we come to God. This earthly life will not be without difficulties, but we certainly will be lifted out of the terror and the pain and the chaos that we would have been going through without God.
Yeah. It's maybe I don't know what's coming, but I do know who's coming alongside me. You know,
absolutely, absolutely. Praise God.
Yeah. So, I guess like as we kind of like wrap up, and think towards next week, like, you know, there are some truths about God that maybe we can't totally wrap our minds around. Maybe it is, you know, it surpasses our understanding. But as we live them, as we taste his goodness, as we walk in his peace, as we look back at the path that he's walked with us, we'll believe more, and like experience will confirm. It will be the proof. It will be the evidence that God is with us on this journey. So, I mean, we'll believe more, but we'll also trust more. We'll also rest more. We'll walk forward with light and peace and confidence. Because God's real and God is near and he can be experienced. So we have to hear his voice and then walk with him. Mm-hmm. Listen to him, try it, taste it, live it. And that's where things start changing. Anything else you want to say before we?
Yeah, we hear, we listen, and then we obey. Mm. And then from that point, we've yielded ourselves to Him, and we continue to grow and learn and be strengthened and to gain these proofs. It takes a lifetime of growth, mm. but we have to start with the obedience and the trust, and he'll grow, he'll be with us.
Yes. Yes. So thanks for joining us and being here for this episode. Next week, we're going to talk about how His nearness reshapes our priorities. Hmm.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So keep letting God and the experience of Him make your faith real.
God bless you.